We are learning Zechanishmas, Paramagalit, Bas Moshe, Reisla Bas Binyamin, Mindel Bas Tzvi, Yehuda Ben Aaron Yaakov, Surah Bas Zechariah, Zechariah Ben Azul Aryeh, Krandel Bas Yitzchak Wolf, Leib Wolf Ben Shmuel Levi, Alexander Ben Chaim, and Dvar Bas Hirsch Tzvi. Past few shurim we've been discussing, first the question of burial Zeh Agabe Zeh, burying two people in one extra deep plot with six tzvachim of earth in between the two niftarim. That we said is one kavura option that is currently available in the Beis HaKavaros being dug underground in Har HaMenuchos, and that we cited already is the Minhag Yisrael for many centuries to allow such a burial of two individuals in one plot when there is a lack of adequate space. We then discussed the question of burial in Kuchen, the insertion of a mace of a nifter into a hole dug into the rock in the wall. That we saw was, in fact, the minhag in the times of Chazal, and that is also an option that is now available in the Har HaMenuchos Cemetery, and that we cited yesterday, Machlokes of Moshe Sternbach, who was critical of that method of burial because of the lack of dirt being placed on top of the nifter, which he feels is a mitzvah of Afar HaTov El Afar Tashuv, whereas Tshuvas Yashav Yitzchak of Harav Yitzchak Shmuel Shechter of Kiryat Sanz Netanya argues, based on Rishonim and Achronim, that even if there isn't offer on top of the mace, but the fact that we place cheres on top of the mace's face, on the eyes, and on the mouth, is bimakum the offer. And he argues that the fact that there is a sack of earth placed by the opening of the cook that then deteriorates over time, and some offer spills out on the mace, that itself is a keem of the minhag of covering the mace with offer. And he argued that the burial in Kuchen is permissible al pi din. And he cited for the Meiri in Bava Basra Daf Kuf that in the times of Chazal, they didn't put offer on the mace in the Kuchen. They just put some stones to close off the opening to the Kuch, which is what they do nowadays as well. So that was the Machlokas, I suppose, we mentioned yesterday with regard to the burial in the Kuchen option that is available now in Har HaMenuchos. Tonight I'd like to speak about the third option. Also a subject of ongoing controversy, and that is kavura in what they call the komot, the multi-story construction that adds additional grave space. So once again, if you saw the pictures sent out to the WhatsApp, you'll have a better perspective of what we're describing here. But essentially, when there is a lack of adequate graves on the mountain itself, they build multi-stories of cement structure that are ascending above the, let's say, the off the slope of the mountain. They'll build an extra story of cement above the slope of the mountain, and then another story of cement above that, and so on and so forth. So it looks like, from a distance, almost like a multi-story parking garage, but instead of parking spaces, on each level of cement, they cover it with a thick layer of earth. They then bury the niftarim on each level of this multi-story Beis HaKvaros in the earth that is on top of every story of cement. So just to briefly, roughly describe it, you have multi-stories built out of a frame of cement, and on every level there is a deep covering of earth in which the kavaros are buried. So when you're standing there on any particular floor of that multi-story Beis HaKavaros, it looks like you're in a regular Beis HaKavaros. You look in front of you, there are graves lying flat in front of you, the mace is buried into a normal-looking grave, but from a distance, when you step back and you look at it from a distance, from afar, you see very clearly that it's not a typical Beis HaKavaros. It's rather just a multi-story platform of concrete that is covered each layer with dirt. So what is the din with regard to such a burial option? This is not just Nogea, the Bahar Menucha Cemetery. This is a question that was dealt with already in Tel Aviv by the Chevra Kedisha there, and other places in Eretz Yisrael also, dealing with the same shortage of Kvarim, have dealt with this same Shiloh. So one printed source, going back to the 1980s, 1986 to be exact, Dayan Weiss of the Eid HaRedis, in his Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Chav Beis, was asked this very question. Due to the large population and the limited number of graves, he says, so the proposal has been made to build a Beis HaKvaros, Bibinyan Shal Mispar Komos, 4 to 8 floors was the question that was proposed to him. A 4 to 8 floor story, Beis HaKvaros. Beis HaKvaros Bebinyan. What's the din? So Dayan Weiss cites the Torah we mentioned yesterday in Yeridea, Simen Shin Samach Beis. The Torah there quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav. That's a mitzvah min HaTorah to bury Bikarka, Kavortik Barenu. You're supposed to bury a nifter in the ground, Bikarka. The Torah writes, if somebody puts a nifter into a coffin and leaves the coffin out, so one is in violation of an isser of halonas hames, leaving a nifter out overnight, as opposed to burying the nifter. So you need to bury dafka bekarka. If one puts a nifter into an aron and leaves the aron out, that's an isser of halonas hames. So for example, you find tshuvas such as in Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zikras Moshe, dealing with the mausoleum that you'll see in a cemetery here or there, where a nifter is sealed into a metal casket, and the casket is simply put onto a shelf, I guess. I've never been inside a mausoleum, but I guess put inside a concrete above ground, call it a house, call it a construction. And inside they put the mace in a sealed metal casket to, I guess, keep the odor contained. And the mace is simply put inside the casket and put inside this concrete mausoleum above ground and left there. So that would be an issue of halonas hames, not burying the mace bekarka. You're putting the mace into some above ground construction, just sitting out in a coffin. So the Torah himself writes that after saying it's a mitzvah lekovra bekarka, he says you fulfill the mitzvah by putting a mace in the aron and putting the aron in the karka, but he says yafa lekovra baretz. It's best to put the mace directly on the soil, as you yourself just pointed out. The mace should be in direct contact with the soil. So we mentioned yesterday the levush, the shach, already questioned, why are we putting our niftarim in coffins? What happened to the actual connection to the earth, to the soil? So the Shach cited, well, if there's holes in the Aron, maybe that's enough of a connection to the soil. Or if the Cheres is put on the mace, on the eyes, on the mouth, that's also Bemakom, the Afar. So you're right, there is, that's why Neretz, so they like the yeah, and a Chanami. You know, ideally you want the mace to be put on the Afar itself directly. Correct. Now, because we bury in a wood Aron, so the Aron itself will eventually decompose along with the mace into the earth. So that's why, ultimately, there's not going to be a difference long-term in terms of what happens. Whereas, you know, you put a mace in a metal casket inside a mausoleum, the mace is not going to decompose and go anywhere. And there's a tremendous tzar ha-mace because of the inability of the basa to decompose. So that's clearly usser. But the Menachas Yitzchok writes that when one sees from the Torah, he says as follows. He says, Ein sofek dekavura tzarech lios bekarka olam. The Menachas Yitzchok derives from the Torah that the kavura must be in karka olam. Karka olam is the virgin earth, the original ground, the lobik karka talush, but not in that which has been detached, even if ultimately it's reattached. Meaning he was asked about this construction of levels, of stories, of floors. So ultimately it's attached to the ground, but it's not what the original ground is. It's obviously talush lobasof chibro, as it's referred to in Shas. You have something detached, which is not karka, then you reattach it. Now you're claiming it is karka again. No, it's not. That's not what the original karka was. So Menachas Yitzchok argues that burial in the komos is not the same as burial in the karka, because he says, even though it's tolush, it's detached, and then lebzov chibro, reattached, but it's not the same as burial in karka itself, in karka olam. So kuchen, we spoke of kuchen that are actually bored into the mountain wall itself. That's karka olam. That's the actual original karka. Now, it's not soil, it's stone, but it's still the original karka. You can bury in stone in the ground too. Ideally, you should put offer there underneath it because of offer tashuv and offer on top. But the actual kuch itself is in karka olam, whereas here, you just pour cement and you create a structure on top of the ground. That's not karka olam. He then cites a tshuvas beis Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkish, writing in, I believe, 1874 in Lemberg. He was asked the following. He was asked about a nifter that was buried apparently there was a quick burial. A quick burial. The Nifter was buried, and they did a quick burial of the Nifter, and then they found that eventually, ultimately, that I guess there was a sloped, he describes, a sloped burial ground, and they had put the coffin into what they thought was a kever, but at the very end of the coffin, because of the sloped incline of the hill, the end of the coffin was jutting out somewhat, and rather than it being actually in the ground, it was covered with soil that was put on top of it. So he was asked about, is that considered a burial, where part of the coffin was not in the ground, it was simply covered with earth that was shoveled on top of it. Does that count as a burial? So in the context of that tshuva in Yerdei Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Samach, the Beis Yitzchak writes, he says as follows. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Zayin, when speaking about that part of the kever that becomes Aser Bahana, because it's designated as a kever. So the Gemara says, what was part of the earth all along is never Aser Bahana. What becomes Aser Bahana? That which you construct as a kever shall binyan, the Gemara says. That becomes Aser Bahana. So the Beis Yitzchak writes, he says, he thinks that when you have afar that was talosh ulabasof chibro, it was loose dirt that you then reattach to the ground by shoveling it on top of the kever or on top of the aron. See, he argues based on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf mem zayin amud beis, and when the Gemara says that kever binyan becomes aser bahana, it seems like that counts as a kavura, says the Beis Yitzchak. And he assumes based on that Gemara that even a kever shel binyan, something you construct, which was talosh ulbasof chibro, it was initially detached and then reattached, it's considered a kavura. That's his argument in Simen Kuf Samach and Yerodea Chelek Beis. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes with regard to that comment of the Beis Yitzchak, it seems like he's allowing talosh ulbasof chibro. It seems like he's allowing that which was detached and then reattached to count as a burial. So if that's the case, I can build myself a concrete structure with soil on it, and it's all initially talush, detached, but ultimately chibro, reattached to the ground. Maybe that should count as a kvura. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes about that comment of the Beis Yitzchak. He says, not so fast. Even the Beis Yitzchak is talking about what kind of the connection. He's talking about offer that you took, and you reattached it to where? To the actual soil. You took afar and poured it onto the soil. He writes, Dafka im libasof chibro lekarka olam. He says, okay, the Beis Yitzchak is allowing burial in dirt that was once upon a time loose, detached, but then ultimately added to the ground itself. That's considered a valid kavura. Perhaps we can add, we quoted the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, who talks about a Beis HaKavaras, which ran out of space. So Chaim Ozer says you can add on more and more and more and more dirt to raise the level of the Beis HaKavaras ground level, and then bury more people in it. Isn't that the same scenario? You're taking loose dirt, shoveling it on top of a original Beis HaKavaras. It's talush dirt, which is now becoming reconnected to the earth. That's considered valid location for burial. So Minchas Yitzchak says that's what the Beis Yitzchak allows, not some concrete construction with soil on top of it when there's no chibur to the karka olam. I would just add that when we were at Har Menuchos last week, so the former mankal of the Chabad Kedisha Klal Yerushalayim, Chananya Shachor, pointed out to us, and you'll look back in the pictures I sent out on the WhatsApp, I'll maybe send it out again with a little bit more precision. In these komot that they constructed, there is a large column, which on the outside looks like it's tiled with stone, which runs through the entire height, through all the floors of these stories of Kvarim. He pointed out to us that that's not just a support column of concrete. He said inside what is that stone tiled massive, it looks like a support pillar, it's really filled with earth. Why? Because they want the soil on each and every floor of the Beis HaKvaras to be connected to this large pillar filled with earth, which then goes straight down to the actual karka olam down below. In other words, they seem to be addressing this concern of the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak is arguing that when do we say talosh lubasof chibro is usable for kavura, only if the soil that you add on to the Beis HaKavaris is connected to the actual soil down below in the karka itself. So to accomplish that, what they're doing here in these kamot is they are also not just dumping soil on every concrete level of the floors, but they are then creating this connection, albeit an artificial one, but a connection to a huge, call it a chute filled with soil that goes straight down to the soil down below to perhaps ameliorate this concern of the Minchas Yitzchak. There's more to speak about and to add perhaps in the next year with regard to this Shaila. But Minchas Yitzchak certainly was not in favor of the proposal of the kamot made to him. Maybe not. I don't know what he would say with regard to the what I just described, the stories of concrete that have soil on top, but are all connected to this long support pole filled with soil going down to the ground. But there's more to see with regard to this discussion, whether the kamot are recommended or not recommended with regard to burial. I'll just conclude by throwing out one comment of Asher Weiss. Shlita said to us, he thinks the kamot are l'chatchila. Now again, I don't think he would, if he had a choice between the kamot itself and the actual soil down below, everyone agrees that that's the best, the soil down below. But he felt that when there's lack of space in the soil below and one is looking at the possibility of kamot, he felt that that was kasher legamri me'ikar hadin.